Today's gospel begins on death row. John the Baptist is waiting for the punishment he is going to receive for saying in public that the king and his wife were adulterers. He got his nickname, John the Baptist, John the Baptizer, because God told him to announce that the Messiah of Israel was about to appear. The way for people to prepare to meet the Messiah was to get themselves dunked in the Jordan River to show they wanted to get rid of their sins. One of the people John dunked, baptized, was his cousin Jesus of Nazareth. When Jesus came up out of the water, the Holy Ghost came down on him in the form of a dove, and God spoke from the sky and said, "This is my Son." But even with this arresting image still printed in his mind, John had reached the ragged end of despair as he sat there on King Herod's death row. So John sent two of his own followers to ask Jesus, "Are you really the Messiah, or should we be expecting somebody else? Art thou he who should come, or do we look for another?" Jesus is surprisingly gentle with them. He doesn't ask anything like, "Did John forget about the dove?" He merely says, "Go back and tell John what is going on." What is going on is all the things the Old Testament prophets said would go on when the Messiah came. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead live, and the poor get hope. We can only hope that the disciples got back to tell John all that before Herod paid off his favorite exotic dancer with John's severed head. Jesus goes on to say that John fulfills Malachi's prophecy that before the Messiah comes, someone will come along to get people ready for him. That prophecy reads, "Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee." Today's collect and epistle and the Ember Days, which we shall observe later this week, conspire to show us that John the Baptist's work did not end with Salome's dance. The task of getting people ready to face Jesus, the task which John began in the first century, carries over into the rest of human history through the ordained ministry of the church. It seems to me that the moment when I am most clearly playing John the Baptist in that sense is when I offer you the invitation to confession, which begins, "Ye who do are truly in earnest who repent you of your sins." John the Baptist told the people in the first century, "You're about to meet the Messiah in the flesh. The way to get ready to meet him is to admit your sins and to try to turn away from them." Here in the waning 20th century, when this thing was written, I say, "You're about to meet the Messiah in his body and blood. The way to get ready to meet him is to admit your sins and try to turn away from them." The announcement that one is about to come face to face with Jesus, whether delivered by John the Baptist in the first century or by a bishop, priest, or a deacon any time thereafter, that announcement is an end of the world announcement. It is an Advent proclamation, no matter when in the year one opens one's ears to hear it. St. Paul applies the point in today's epistle. He says that he doesn't care if the people in his congregation in Corinth don't like him. His main goal is not to be popular with them, but to be faithful to what God wants him to do with them. He says, "I don't think I have done a thing wrong in any of my dealings with you. But of course, it doesn't matter what I think of my performance. What matters is what God thinks about my performance." So don't be so sure you know what is really going on, either in parish squabbles or in the hearts of the people you would love to judge, even in your own heart. When Jesus comes, all the facts will come out of him, and then everybody will get the evaluation from God he deserves. Our life together in the church, and most especially the liturgy of Holy Communion, which we share Sunday after Sunday whenever we have a priest, is all designed to get us ready for the end of our own lives and the end of all things. The end is always upon us because the end is always about coming face to face with Jesus. Jesus is the one unto whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid. He is the one you cannot fool, the one you cannot charm, the one you cannot distract. Jesus is the one with whom all the facts come out. He knows everything about you, even the things you hide from yourself. And he loved you enough to come to earth and become a human being and die to forgive you for all of it anyways. So is he the one who is to come, or do we look for another? St. Peter told him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and the words of eternal life are, I forgive you." And now to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, be ascribed as is most justly due, all might, power, majesty, dominion, and glory, now and forever.
Amen.